It is Thursday, January 16th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Having babbled about music yesterday, which I declare I know nothing about, I'm back on topics I'm more comfortable with.
Art?
Art. Valentine's, the Art of Romance.
Oh, at the Ram in Fort Smith.
Opening today at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. The exhibit includes some 100 St. Valentine's Day greeting cards, postcards, and the wonderful three-dimensional foldouts that were really popular in the United States and Europe. When I was a little girl, my aunt had a whole bunch of those, and if I was very good, she would let me unfold them and look at them. So this will be a lot of fun, and the exhibit continues through April. So you have plenty of time. Museum hours are 11 to 6 Thursday through Saturday and 1 to 5 on Sunday. And RAM is now
open 6 days a week.
And free.
And free.
And also in Fort Smith, and also opening tonight, an exhibit called Mona Key, the Kimono as Language.
Sounds interesting.
Created by an artist named Arlene Wilson, who graduated from West Ark in 1988. And has been working as an artist for 20 years. And she says the show is a visual response to the country and people of Japan, consisting of a series of handmade kimonos. The images I received in email are gorgeous.
And for those who have recently moved here, West Ark, the former name, one of the former names of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith.
Exactly. This exhibit will be open through the month of February. It is also free. And you can find it more at 788-7300.
And where is the exhibit?
It is in the Smith Pendergraft Campus Center at UAFS.
All right. Very good.
Lots of art in Fort Smith.
Yep.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.